Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ask the fancy fingers of Mark Knopfler with Dire Straits. He can really pick a guitar. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Debbie Meyer is our guest. Debbie is, she is the home problem solver. You see her, she's one of the great inventors of our times. You see her many times on HSN selling her houseware products, the green bags, and et cetera, et cetera. Debbie, thanks again for being here. She's a long time, as well, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 7 years now.
Wow.
Debbie, yeah, how about that, Debbie? We'll have our 7th anniversary later this year.
Oh, my goodness.
It's pretty, it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
it's an absolute honor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dream come true. I hey, Debbie, your to-don't list. Tell us again what you mean by to-don't list. Debbie says, no, she doesn't have to-do lists. She has to-don't lists. Go ahead. Tell us what that means.
My to-don't list is kind of lives in my head, because my to-don't list tells me very often not to forget to focus on exactly what it is I want to achieve. And here's some of the don'ts in my head. Don't try to do too many things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't over-plan, because as an entrepreneur, we have to expect the unexpected. And that's a vital thing to remember. Don't ignore long-term deadlines. If you remember in school, you suddenly on Monday night said, oh, I have a term paper due on Wednesday. Okay. Well, that's one of the things in business you can't afford to do. If you have a long-term deadline, break it up in chunks and have several short-term deadlines for yourself. Otherwise, that unexpected stuff that comes up every single day is going to throw a monkey wrench into that deadline, and you're really going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
And one of my very favorite things is don't forget to breathe. Because, you know, if it's important in a business life and your success, really, because a harried, disorganized, forgetful person is not going to give their best self to either their client or their service or whatever it is that they're trying to do. And it gets noticed. We've all done this. We've all sent out an email and gone, oh, right after we push the send button, because there's a wrong recipient somewhere on
right.
it. Uh-huh. Right? And that comes because you're doing it too fast. You're not checking. You're not being detail-oriented and all that. So you just have to learn to step back, slow down, just even if it's just for that task at that moment, because you feel like you can get through other things quickly. And I'm one of those people who, and I know we talked about this. I am a finisher. There's a couple of projects that have been on the back burner, but not because I haven't been finishing other things.
Right.
But
just think it's so important to realize that the objective of a project is not to work on it, not to
finish it,
not to manage it. It's to finish the darn thing.
Yeah.
And graduate it, get it a job, and let it go do what it's supposed to do, right? And this is the thing, and I think, you know, having grown up on the farm, well, you've got to finish stuff. The cows have to be fed, the crop has to get in. You have to finish it. You have a beginning and you have an end. That, and also in sales, when you learn how to close a customer, that's a finish.
It is.
And one of the things I think that helped me is I was taught how to do interim closes.
Mm-hmm.
An interim close is where you close on an objection.
Right.
Customer says, I don't like green. Oh, well, we have blue. Oh, I like blue. Okay, so if I can deliver blue, you're going to be happy with this product, right? Yeah, I am. That was a little interim close. They can never come back and say, I don't want blue.
Exactly.
And so an interim close is like finishing that little breakdown that you mentioned earlier. Break the project down, and don't just break it down and then reassemble unfinished parts later. Break it down and finish each part, right?
Exactly.
Finish it.
You have to picture, because all that managing is doing is keeping it alive.
That's right.
A to-do list, like I said before, like, you know, to-do list, like let's say I'm going to leave this morning and I have several places I have to go to. That's my to-do list. I'll write down my appointments, my in-stone things.
Mm-hmm.
Or something I have to accomplish today because it's a deadline. There is a certain degree of satisfaction when you can check off. I know people who actually write things on their to-do list that they've already done just so they can check it off. It's kind of playing with your own mind,
yeah.
but they need that sense of accomplishment. So it's clear what you were saying is absolutely correct. You don't want to keep managing something. You want to get it done.
Well, in small business, if you don't do what we're talking about, you will become a crisis manager.
That's it. It's
because there's always the moment before you finish your project and put it to bed, another one you didn't see coming pops up.
Yep. It has nothing to do with the first one.
That's right. And if you haven't just put something to bed, you're going to wind up managing both of them not well, and that now you have a crisis.
And I want people to understand that, we always talk as entrepreneurs as, you know, something always comes up and there's always this to do and that to do and it's always something different and
mm-hmm.
unexpected crises and all that. It's not all bad. I mean, that's what keeps people like us going.
Yeah.
that's our adrenaline. And, you know, it's just a bad day. It's not a bad life. You know,
in most small businesses, if you get to do one thing today that you planned on,
yes.
you've had a pretty good day.
Oh my goodness! You know, I wake up in the morning.
The other six, somebody else of the world, introduced to you today, right?
Well, what's that old saying by John Lennon? Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. Now, give us a website quickly, Debbie.
DebbieMeyer.com.
MEYER, Debbie with an IE. Quick break. 10 till. Stay with us.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.